Automatic defense procedures initiated.
What we've got here is...
maximum voltage. Maximum power. Maximum carnage. This is Maximum Threshold. Call the show at...
440-709-4977.
Maximum Threshold. And here's your hosts, Dom.
He's unstable, but possibly worse.
And he's actually quite smart. He just makes errors of judgment along the way.
Incarceration, America's rock, metal, and tattoo festival with Slipknot. Falling in Reverse. Five Finger Death Punch. Plus Marilyn Manson, 3 Days Grace, Beartooth, Knocked Loose, Lamb of God, Parkway Drive, I Prevail, In This Moment, and so many more. Report to the Ohio State Reformatory on July 18th through 20th, 2025 to face your sentencing. 3 days of rock, tattoos, and the return of the haunted blood prison. Passes for incarceration are on sale now at incarceration.com.
Everybody, I'm here with Gonzo Sandoval from the legendary Iron Merge Saint. How you doing, Gonzo?
Doing good. Cleveland rocks.
Yes, it does, especially tonight. You guys and Wasp just tore the city apart.
Thank you. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
I gotta say, Death Angel is my favorite thrash band.
Yeah.
But when they dropped off and couldn't do the tour, I was so glad that Armored Saint took their place, because you guys have been incredible for decades.
Thank you.
Been listening to you guys. I can't say that I joined on the first album, but the first time I heard Reign of Fire, I was hooked.
Symbol of Salvation.
Yeah,
I mean, actually, we were not supposed to be here, so Death Angel obviously was, and you know, we were on the road with Queensryche, and we got the info that there was some trouble in Paradise.
Yeah.
You know, and since we had done a previous tour with Wasp, and we were supposed to do a second leg that got canceled because Blackie hurt his back.
Yeah.
You know, then they called us, and you know, it just worked. So we're like, all right, let's do it again. So.
Yeah, and you guys are probably already just rip roaring and tight and ready to go. I mean, you guys are. I've seen you recently. Who was it when John wasn't singing?
Queen,
it was
Queensryche with Jason McMaster.
When you guys, Jason McMaster with you guys, and even that was great. But there's something about John.
Yeah, of course.
His voice.
Yeah, one of the best, you know, in heavy metal.
Do you guys like wrap him up in bubble wrap so his voice nothing happens to him?
Well, you know, he's his own person, so he does what he does, and. You know, he takes care of his voice a lot, and you know, we're doing this run which doesn't have a lot of days off, so we're doing like five on, one off, five on, one off.
Yeah.
Today's the first day of a six on, so we'll be doing six straight shows. And you know, for the vocalists, it's all about staying healthy, staying strong, and protecting the voice. You know.
I mean, his voice has always been powerful, but as a drummer, you know, I mean, you didn't start Armored Saint when you were 3 years old, so we're older men now.
Sure.
What do you do to stay in shape? And after a show, I mean, you're out there just killing it. You're not like a light hitter. You're beating them like they're supposed to be beaten.
Right. Yeah. You know, my approach to drumming has always been, you know, pretty much the same. I think the drums sound best when they're hit hard, you know. But at the same time, it's got to find a balance to be able to relax and hit hard, you know. So that's kind of a challenge. But at first, that was my approach. And then I started to want to get into dynamics and you know, different levels, so I'm thinking I'm getting there. My hands are, you know,
they're starting to pick it up.
Yeah, they're barely starting to pick it up after 40 years.
Yeah. I remember I played the drums, and when I first started, I held the sticks like this.
Yeah,
like someone too was tight. Gonna steal them from me, like too tight.
Right,
and like I would hit like hard, and you learn the dynamics, but never really got the technique, so I would just always hit hard. Yeah. And then about 10 years ago, like, I took one lesson after playing for like 20 some years. And the guy's like, you don't have to hold a stick so tight. No, nobody's going to steal them.
Right.
And it changed the way it feels in your hands.
Yeah.
But do you like, after you said this is your first time 6 days in a row, you're going to need an ice bath or anything?
You know, I stay pretty busy. Yeah. So I do work out a little bit, not a lot, but I do play drums a lot, and then that in itself is a workout.
Yeah.
But talking about holding the sticks, it's just, you know, they could slip out, and often do.
Yeah.
But it's a thing where they almost just kind of sit there.
Yeah.
You know, you're not holding them.
Yeah, once you learn, you don't have to choke the life out of them because they're already dead.
Right.
You know?
You know, and it's about your wrists. And about your fingers and how you learn the different rudiments to help you get in and out of things. Singles, doubles, paradiddles, you know, all that stuff helps. I do warm up a lot, you know, so when I go on stage, I'm not like trying to struggle, you know, because sometimes if you just hit them like fresh and you don't warm up, then you do get tense.
Yeah, you get that. Shot up your arm.
Right. So I'm working to stay more flexible and since we're doing so many dates, it's just, you know, getting ready for the show. I get into a routine.
Yeah.
I do stretching because it just helps you to be limber. And you know, in the performance, there's a lot of distractions that can really, you know, change your focus.
Yeah.
You know, the audience or the band members, there's a lot of motion going on.
Yeah.
But I work on focus power. So regardless of what's going on out there, I'm still in here.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm still listening and you know, interacting with the musicians and, you know, playing the songs. Yeah.
So, when you guys are off the road, do you, you and your brother have been in the band together basically.
We started the band.
Your whole life, but I mean, you know, you guys start, when you're off the road, how long do you take before you reach out to your brother? Is it a day? Is it a week? Or are you like, you know, because you got to be super tight. Not just because your bandmates all these years, but your brothers.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure, how close are you in age?
2 years younger.
So you guys have always been together.
Yeah.
So, like, when you get off the road, are you like, I don't want to see you for a while? And then 2 hours later, you're texting them, and then the next day you're together? Or do you take some time away?
There's not really no time away. I think, you know, we're brothers, so, you know, it's not always just happy days, you know.
Yeah.
We have our differences and this and that, but I'm my mom's caregiver, so when I'm at home, you know, I take care of my mom you know, my focus is that, and then I play drums when I can.
Yeah.
But and you know, we're brothers, so the same mom, and We love her, and so it's a very family oriented thing. Our whole band is. We've known John and Joey since, you know, like third grade.
Yeah.
So we've grown up together. They've got married and have families and kids, you know. But before all of that, we were just tight like brothers, you know.
Indeed.
We'd all hang out together, go to shows together, learn rock and roll together, talk about bands, and we were just inseparable. And, you know, then we formed Armored Saint, and, you know, then life took over.
And you got it, because you do seem very tight on stage. Like, not just musically, but you can see the interaction between the band. You guys still seem, you look, and you, unless you're great actors, you look like you're really enjoying not just playing, but being, playing together.
Yeah.
And it's been a long history, like, was, I'm sure you've answered this a million times, but was there awkwardness or animosity when John left to form Anthrax, or were you guys proud of your brother and you knew he would come back to Armored Saint?
That time period was tough for us because we had, released Symbol of Salvation. David had passed away years ago. We recorded songs David wrote, and it didn't pan out. So it was tough at that time for us. And then right at that time is when John got an offer to join Anthrax. He didn't start Anthrax, but he joined them. And that's nothing that I would have expected, but it did pretty much put us on, breaking up the band, We did try initially to get another singer. We were pretty upset. But at the end of the day, it was a business move. I understood it. If I get an offer and, this and that, and I take it and this and that, it would be, relevance and it would be all right.
Did you guys know that he would come back to Armored Saint?
No, not really. He had about 12 years with Anthrax. Okay. And in that time, me and my brother formed another band called Life After Death. And like I said, we tried to get another singer. We were going to say, we're going to do another Armored Saint. But it didn't work out, The chemistry that we have, Joey, John, myself, and my brother, we just hung out together like kids. And we grew up loving rock and roll, loving heavy metal, loving the same bands, so the chemistry of that is really important for Armored Saint.
Yeah.
We don't really like sit in a room and play all day and all this and that. So we live our own lives, and when it's time to get together, this is a really important point, it doesn't take us a long time to get tight.
Yeah.
And you can't do that with other musicians that you don't know.
Yeah.
So it's kind of in a way you trust in the musicianship of your brother to be up to par, put it out there. And yes, we still love performing. Yes, we still, it's for real.
Yeah.
I'm sure there are times where, you're playing and maybe your mind is elsewhere and maybe a little acting comes in. Because you have to force yourself to perform, for the audience, They're seeing you one time. You're playing over and over and over again. So,
well, you said, you're your mom's caretaker, and that has to weigh heavy on your mind. I mean, that can't be easy while you're on the road to think about that, and you have to compartmentalize it. Maybe put that aside while you're on stage.
Well, I make sure that she's taken care of and that she knows and wants me to be out. We do have a lot of conversations. I do make sure she's taken care of, so I can be out here.
Yeah.
If I don't handle that, then I can't be out here.
Right.
So, and when I'm out here, I have the peace that she gives me, says, go.
Yeah.
And that I know because I've set up the proper way to, to keep her safe, healthy. And once I mentally know that everything's in line, then it's all, I'm out here to rock and roll.
Yeah.
There's a lot of possible distractions in life, in family, in brotherhood, in bands, anything can be a distraction.
Yeah.
But the focus power, that's what drives me to do better, because I want to do better every show,
Yeah.
And every show's different. We change songs here and there. My body's used to playing this, and all of a sudden it's a different song, so you gotta change it up, and it's a challenge. And I think it was Neil Peart that said, you know, that he has good shows, great shows, and fantastic shows. You know, so it's all above a certain level of performance, yeah. And you don't really drop to bad shows.
Yeah.
Even though you could have one, but mainly staying on the top of the performance, yeah. You know. And with that, then you can, you know, get into show after show after show and perform at a certain level where, you know, people who see you for the first time will go, wow.
What would you rate tonight's show for you personally?
I had a great time.
I
Cleveland
think,
rocked. And
I think you were fantastic
tonight. Thank you. Yeah.
It was, the whole band was, of course. So let's talk about, you mentioned, Neil, who were your influences that inspired you to want to play the drums?
Yeah, initially when I was, you know, pretty young, I was playing the different instruments. I picked up the guitar first. Then in, like, elementary school, I started playing cello and symphonic instruments. By the time I got to junior high, I was, like, in senior orchestra and, you know, and I was just doing performances. There was the band, and then there was the symphony band, and I was in the symphony band. But the drummer over here was like, bah, bah, da, bah, da, bah, da. And I'm over here, wah, na, na, na. And I'm like, nah, I want to do that. So I did, you know. I got a summer job, wanted to save for my first drum set. My parents were all about it, so I was like, cool. That's another thing, my dad passed away about 16 years ago, but when they were both, you know, when my dad was alive and my parents, they put up with us because, you know, we want to play drums, we want to do guitars, we take over the living room, you know, and then by 10 o'clock, mom comes out, her hair's up to here and says, that's it, you know. So there was limits, but they embraced it and they allowed us to be in that field and grow. But so anyway, I'm young. I want a drum set. I work for it, and my mom said, if you get some money, I'll give you the other half. So I got it. But unfortunately, there was a little story where we're kids, and we had two trees in the front yard, and we put a rope between them. We wanted to do Tarzan and go across and all that. So my brother did it. You know, he's like, my turn. And unfortunately, in order to grab the rope, you sat on a branch and you grabbed it down here. So when you jumped down, you had to hold on and then cross. And my dad, he's like, go ahead, you know, and he's watching. And I'm like, but just stand underneath just in case, like, I fall. He's like, you're not going to fall, you know, just go ahead. So I said, all right. So when I jumped, I kind of slipped a little and my hands didn't go. And I fell and I broke both my wrists. And my dad felt so bad because I had just asked him to be there and he was watching. But it happened so fast, I was like, my arms were like that. I'm like, whoa, you know? And then I'm going to the hospital and I'm telling my brother, if the drum set's good, get it, you know, because he was going to go get the drum set. So I came back from the hospital like this with casts and he's playing the drums for 2 months.
How did you wipe your ass when both your arms were broke?
Well,
I always wonder if I break my arms.
Yeah, I couldn't.
How am I going to wipe myself?
My brother helped me.
Oh.
Yeah.
My brother would just kick me.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a health issue. It's not like you know, you have to do what you got to do. So, but yeah, so that's the story of that. Once my hands healed, I didn't even wait. I just took them off. They were all purple and, you know, and I started playing and, you know, and from then on, just whatever. But now it seems pretty much stronger than ever because it seems like it calloused out or something.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's a story that stays in my mind, you know. Now that my dad's gone, you know, I remember that.
Yeah.
Cool.
It makes it special because that you remember that's when you got your first drum set.
Yeah, as I was going to the hospital.
Yeah. You know?
And then and I played that for a long time. Eventually I sold it to another guy who also loved drums, and whatever I paid for, that's what he paid. You know, wasn't out to make too much money. But after that is when Armored Saint started forming in our high school years. And I did save enough money. And this time, my mom's like, I go, Mom, you know how much the prom costs? And then I said, how about if I don't go to the prom, but I use that money, and then I make more money so I could go buy my real big drum set. So that was what happened. I didn't go to the prom. I went to Guitar Center and bought this silver double bass everything. And that's the first drum set that Armored Saint, we used in Armored Saint. So it was cool.
Probably wouldn't have stayed with the girl you went to prom with.
Yeah, no, I was in, I had transferred over to another high school. Didn't know a lot of people. And I was more into the music than you know. I mean, I was a good student. I could, you know, I was wanting to be a doctor and going to USC before college classes, and I'm only in high school, you know. But, you know, actually what happened was in 1984, the world was supposed to end.
Yeah, according to Orson Welles, right?
Exactly. So, and I'm 17, and I'm like, what do I want to do? Go for school, become a doctor, and then the world ends? Or do I want to play drums, get in a rock band, and have some fun?
Right.
So I said, I'm going to do the drums. So, you know, everything changed, and I went for that. And I'm glad.
Yeah, I'm glad, too. I love Armored Saint. So
cool. If
you guys were going to do something like how Wasp is doing their full
production
album, which album would you guys do?
Well, we did do already Symbol of Salvation in its entirety. We did do a tour, I think 2019. We did U.S., and then we did it also in Europe. And that was pretty fun, you know, and then, of course, people enjoyed it and everything. They're like, you should do a tour of every record. Start with March of the Saint.
Yeah, or just stay in each city for 2 days and play them all.
Yeah, but right now, I think we're over 108 songs, you know. That would take a long, long concert.
Take a couple. Do you and the crowd, we'd all have to take a couple naps.
Sure.
And have like a dinner intermission.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And then a breakfast bar.
Yeah, we can hand out Armored Saint sleeping bags.
Oh, yeah. Merchandising.
Yeah.
You can get the flamethrower. The kids love it.
Right. Yeah.
So, what's next after this tour for you?
We got new management, FM Music Management, which is really good for the band. They're doing a lot of good stuff for us. We are recording a new record, and we're writing right now. That's what we're going to be doing in this time, is writing the record and getting into the studio by December. But this came around, so everything got pushed back. But we have some song ideas already demoed, and we're going to finish that up. Next year, we will not be touring that much. We're only doing a Brazilian festival called Bangers. And then we're doing Sonic Temple.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, right, a couple hours down.
Yeah. We'll be in May.
Oh, yeah.
Next year. Those are the only two festivals that we have planned. And we're going to record it, write it, record it, and try to get it out as fast as possible. But more likely than not, it'll be a 2026 release. So, you know, we did, this year's been good. We actually have been on the road like 5 months out of the whole year. Three different tours, and, you know.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's...
Me and my brother also have another little group because we don't like to go home and then just relax, you know. We've got to be playing.
Yeah.
So we formed a solo band. We call it Hot Sauce.
Hot Sauce?
Yeah, like HAUTESOSS, you know. And we do covers, we do, you know, metal songs, blues songs, rock songs, AC/DC, you know, Sabbath, you know, whatever we love. And we have a cool friend of ours named Bobby V, who owns a bar in Anaheim, and he lets us play, he pays us, and you know, we have fun. So it keeps the chops up.
Yeah, keeps the juices flowing.
Sure.
Excellent. So, what's like your website and the social media, so everybody can follow the
Armored Saint is. We have our own website, which is armoredsaint.com. Then we have Facebook, Armored Saint, and same thing, Instagram.
What about the hot sauce? Do you have a
hot sauce? We're just beginning. We're writing some songs and playing mainly covers, so that's still developing.
I don't have any like social stuff, so people can
follow
that.
No, not yet. But it's coming. It's coming. We're going to be doing the whole merchandise and the website and get that going. But we've been busy with Armored Saint, so that's our priority.
Yeah.
As long as Armored Saint is rolling, then you know that's what we do.
Yeah. And you guys are doing it very well.
Thank you.
I actually probably saw the Symbol of Salvation tour. I just don't remember. Because I know I've seen you a few times in the last few years.
Yeah.
And you're always incredible.
Yeah.
You guys are such an iconic band. From like I was always waiting for your style of music to break it big, because there was like the hair metal and the hard rock.
Yeah.
And then there was the metal and the thrash metal, and you guys were heavy, which I wouldn't really say you were thrashing.
Yeah, there was in the 80s and stuff, there's so many different branches of metal.
Yeah, but it was, you know, good music is good music.
Yeah, you know? And for us, it's like we don't want to be thrash, you know, because you know, that's a style that we didn't grow up on or weren't too familiar with it. Which is really just a combination of punk rock and heavy metal played fast.
Yeah.
But we were into songs. We were into the Scorpions, Thin Lizzy, UFO, you know, Led Zeppelin, Black Sabbath. You know, the songs seemed to be the thing. And so we just really didn't care what we were, as long as we loved the songs.
Yeah.
And that's how we started.
And the harmonies sounded great. Like, you know, when everybody's singing, it sounds great. It's not just like growling, grunting, or screaming.
Right. Yeah. I mean, there's a craft to it all. And the more you do it, the better you get. And, you know, trying to get something original, creative, hooky, listenable.
Yeah, because there are many catchy riffs and melodies in the Armored Saint songs. That's why I was thought, like, I was waiting for that style of hard rock or heavy metal, if you want to call it, to get big.
Yeah.
Like, because the stuff that was, like, not below it, but, like, not as heavy was popular, and the stuff that was heavy was getting popular, like Metallica, Pantera, Megadeth, Anthrax, Slayer. Like, you guys were like, I always thought you guys were like a perfect in between those with your original sound that wasn't either, but should have appealed to everyone. I was waiting for that style to get big.
Well, so were we. but
if you did, you wouldn't be here talking to me.
but the thing about it is that there was those differences of musical genres in the metal world, and things did get popular, and we weren't glam, and we weren't thrash, and you know, so I think what's unique about all of that, and that was the 80s and 90s, but playing out here now, so many years later, we get a lot of people actually saying, believe it or not, they say sorry. And we're like, sorry for what? And they're like, you just kicked my ass live. And sorry for not finding you in the 80s.
Yeah.
Because I missed out. And people are telling us that. And I see it. I see a new generation that loves the 80s, but they didn't live it. But now, you know, they're able to feel it because we're still around.
Yeah.
And that gives me personally hope that there is a chance that in the future, maybe the next record, who knows, things are aligning, in other words, for that to happen.
Yeah.
For the Armored Saint sound to be the sound of the summer of 2026 or something that just... There's a peak.
Yeah.
And people say, you know, yeah, we started in our teens, and you know, and now we're a lot older, a lot of time has gone on, but we're still playing like we're 20.
Yeah.
or more, you know, and people are saying you guys are better than ever and stuff like that. So I know that we have a new record, new songs, if things are aligned and things happen the way, you know, our things are meant to be, then we may have another shot.
Yeah.
But our history is a roller coaster. Our story is quite amazing. And there's actually a movie that has been made of our story by Russell Sherrington. He's a film professor out of Derby, England. And he was a fan at 16. He grew into up and you know, said, I want to make a movie about your story. So it's been in, many years in the making. It's all done, and now we're just going through the legal stuff to get it out. So that's coming.
That would be amazing.
The information that is revealed in the movie is a great piece of human history.
Yeah.
You know, it's you know, there's hope, there's you know, there's controversy, there's bad decisions, there's good decisions. It's just a whirlwind, a roller coaster of up and down, you know. And Armored Saint's story hasn't been like given to us, you know. We're out here fighting and doing our thing because we love it. The love of the music, the love of each other, the love of brotherhood, that's what the Armored Saint's all about. And to inspire generations now is fulfilling to the heart, the mind, the soul. And that's what Armored Saint's here. It's a bright light. Maybe it's not as big and bright as it's going to be yet. But whatever it is, we're here to enjoy it. And enjoy the moment, because life happens right now, and we don't know what's coming, but we know what happened in the past. We can't relive that. We have now, and now, you know, to put it out there. So,
and you're happy where Armored Saint is right now, right?
I'm very happy.
So then the story is successful.
But there is many successes that have occurred to us. It doesn't all have to be financial. And all of that. Of course, we would like that, but we have succeeded in so many different ways. And to be able to say that we are rocking out in 2024 after starting the band in 1982, that's a lot of years. Not a lot of bands have that.
Yeah.
We do.
Yeah.
And we're doing it, and the proof is in the pudding.
Yeah.
So, my thing is, I want to be the best drummer, the best person, the best gonzo that I can be now. And you know, whatever happens, with God willing, it'll happen. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. I'm sure you've answered this a billion times, but I don't know. How did you get the name Gonzo?
Oh.
Is it a playoff of Bonzo, John Bonham, or is it Gonzo,
yeah,
the amazing? Was it Gonzo the Magnificent from...
Yeah.
Oh,
from the Muppets.
Oh, wait. Sometimes I have Gonzo socks on. I didn't have them on. But where'd you get the name?
Well, there's a couple different stories there. First of all, the real one is not as exciting as, you know, others. The real reason, my name is Gonzalo. So we were thinking Gonzalo's not that rocking of a name. So shorten it up, Gonzo.
Okay.
But we got on the road and we toured with Ted Nugent. And he made Double Live Gonzo. And so when we were touring with him, I'm like, man, I'm going to ask Ted Nugent what he thinks of that my name is Gonzo, you know. And then so I said, hey, Ted, I have a strange question. You know, my name's Gonzo, but I feel a little like awkward that you're actually the guy who came up with Gonzo, Double Live Gonzo. So what do you think of that? And he looked me up and down. He goes, you look like a Gonzo. And from then on, I'm like, hey, Ted said it's cool.
There you go.
There it is, you know.
Excellent.
But it's just a short nickname, and, you know, it's stuck. Yeah. But with that in mind, I actually think that that there's a certain, besides the porno, that there's a certain live, an attitude that you live in Gonzo. You can be Gonzo about anything. Your family, you know, your brothers, you could go Gonzo on your work, your love of whatever it is. I'm a photographer as well. I love photography, and I go Gonzo on photography. So you can really go Gonzo on anything.
Yeah.
And it is about taking it to an extreme where you're not in control. You're allowing the universe, you're allowing God, you're allowing whatever you believe in to really get outside and push you into uncomfortable situations where you say, how? Why? You know? And then you're just going. That's being Gonzo. And living in a world of potentiality, you know, where you're not in control, but the universe has your back and going, go, go. That's Gonzo.
That's Gonzo. Full on Gonzo. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
So we should wrap this up.
Sure.
So you guys, because you just rocked out and you're about time. I'm sure the bus is getting ready to leave shortly.
Yeah. The key, I'll leave it with this. The key to rocking out as much as I do and love to do is get your sleep.
Yes. And go Gonzo when you can.
That's right. Because in your sleep is where you heal. So get good sleep.
You hear that, kids? Listen to Gonzo Sandoval and get your sleep in between going Gonzo with what you're passionate about.
Yeah.
So one more time, give us those social medias and we'll wrap this
up. Okay, cool. So you can reach me personally on Facebook, Gonzo Sandoval. Same thing on Instagram. Armored Saint is the Armored Saint on Facebook and Instagram. And I think we have other things like Bantree and some other stuff like that. What's that? Not iTunes, but
Spotify.
There's Armored Saint Spotify, Armored Saint YouTube. So there's a lot of Armored Saint out there.
Go to the official website too and buy some merchandise and buy some CDs instead of just streaming them. Right?
Yeah, for sure. There's the whole new generation of people loving music and heavy metal. I believe there's some little bit of confusion in that they want to get everything like that,
yeah.
You know, and instant gratification with the youth, you know.
Yeah, remember,
I want.
Remember waiting for your favorite bands, knowing that their album's coming,
sure.
The anticipation where it's like,
yeah.
It's coming out next year. Next year seems so far away until you got your filthy paws on it. and by then you were in love with it without hearing it.
Yeah.
And it either made you fall further in love with it.
Yeah.
or you wanted to break up with it, because you didn't have that instant. There was foreplay. There was a romance.
Something to look forward
like
to.
Like a seduction waiting, the give and take. Yeah. And now everybody just, you know, there's no waiting for it. It's instant. Like you said.
Social media and internet is not something that we grew up on.
Yeah.
That came in, and then you learn how to use it. And it's really has changed society in the way we interact. A lot of it is not real. Actually, all of it is not real. What's real is you and me and having this conversation. That's real. But everything else virtual, behind the computer, behind the phone, is a way to not bring people together. It's a way to keep people separated, because why do I need to go to a show? I can see all the shows I want right here on YouTube.
Yeah, there's always someone in the show recording the whole show, putting it up immediately.
Exactly. So there's a lot of good in social media and as far as connections and staying in touch with people and growing in that world. But if you think about it, the only thing that's real is what you're seeing and feeling live. The social media can be used, and it is a good thing, but I believe that if you get it too young and you believe that that's real life, now you're stepping into a virtual life and ignoring the real life, which is what you do every day and how you treat people and how you interact with people, not the computer or the phone.
Right.
Even though it's its own thing.
Yeah, it's good.
And now with AI, forget about it. That's another conversation.
Yeah.
We need to retain our humanity. We need to retain our connection with people. That is vital.
I agree with you 100%. But we'll wrap this up so you can get your sleep, because you did go full fucking Gonzo tonight. She's
it was
my
a
French.
Lot of fun. No
that
problem.
Is a French word, I believe.
Yeah. Oui, monsieur.
All right. Thanks, Gonzo.
Got
everybody
it.
Go check out Armored Saint.
Hey guys, this is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News, and this is your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News report. The band Devolution have released a music video for their song Deceiver Believer. You can check it out on YouTube. The song is the title track to the band's debut album, which is now out. The band filmed this clip with Scott Hansen, and it includes John Howard of Threat Signal, bassist Christian Wolbers, ex-Violence and Fear Factory, guitarist Eric Tysor, and drummer Nate Beberdick of Deviation. Get set for 3 special shows in the U.S. from Epica as they celebrate the release of their new album, Aspiral. As a treat, Epica are playing 3 exclusive shows in the United States in the spring. The new album's out April 11th, and that will start Epica's Aspiral World Tour, and they're going to be hitting New York, Atlanta, and Los Angeles, so you can get tickets now. They have a song out called Cross the Divide, which is on YouTube. Megadeth has announced an agreement for founder and frontman Dave Mustaine's Tradecraft imprint with the Frontiers label group's new imprint, BLK2BLK. Danny Nozell, CEO of CTK, said, "Myself, Justice Mustaine, and Steve Ross at CTK Enterprises are extremely excited for the partnership with Dave Mustaine's Tradecraft Records and BLK2BLK. Looking forward to getting this new album out to the world and combining teams with Serafino and Tom for the global attack. Megadeth is once again working with Chris Rakestraw, a producer, mixer, engineer who previously worked with Megadeth's last 2 albums, The Sick, The Dying, and The Dead, and Dystopia. So that's good news. Continuing with your MaximumThreshold.net rock and metal news, former Dream Theater drummer Mike Mangini has now introduced his new band. It's called Monolith, and it includes Hernan Motley Rodriguez on bass and vocals, and Andy Barrow on guitar. The music video for their debut song, Oligarchs, is now out on retailers and streamers, and you can check out a music video. Exodus and the band Deicide are teaming up to tour the U.S. together. They call it the Swarm of Horror Tour, set for this spring of 2025. So check out the band's websites for all the tour dates. And finally, Slayer, their live reunion touring is in full swing. They have now announced some UK headline dates. 3 dates now with 2 additional headliners announced. The band will be on their live reunion tour, so that's cool. They have limited engagements during the year. They have announced the Cardiff, UK, and London, UK shows, and they will also, of course, be participating in the July 5th farewell show for Black Sabbath and Ozzy Osbourne at Villa Park in Birmingham. So let's hope Slayer adds some more shows throughout the year. This is Ron from YouTube's Rock and Metal News with a Z, and this has been your Maximum Threshold Rock and Metal News Report. Thanks for tuning in.
I'd like to thank y'all for tuning in to the Maximum Threshold Radio Show. Maximum Threshold Radio Show comes at you live every Saturday night from 8 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Not only here on MaximumThreshold.net, but also on all of its other lovely affiliates. Well, however you get a chance to check out Maximum Threshold, we greatly appreciate you listening to the show and the program. Don't forget, you can also catch us also on iTunes. You can catch us also on our website for downloading at MaximumThreshold.net. There's many different ways you can catch the Maximum Threshold Radio Show for downloading. You can also Google Maximum Threshold, and you'll come to all kinds of different other avenues to download the show. So any way you can get the show and you can listen to it, I would greatly appreciate it. Like I said, you can catch us on iTunes. Do a search for Maximum Threshold and you will find us. Thank you again for tuning into the Maximum Threshold Radio Show, the only station to make your ears bleed in a good way.